Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Landry Locker, Wade Smith, Cecil Shorts with you. John Lopez handling his business. Figgy Fig keeping us on the air. 713-572-4610. We're here for you. We know it was a heartbreaker last night for the Rockets. Victory right in front of you. Kevin Durant looks like he tore his Achilles in with 2 minutes remaining in the third. However, they're saying that's a calf strain. We'll see, but most likely out for game six. Rockets a heavy favorite, but it hurts because it feels like a missed opportunity is what happened last night at Oracle Arena. We'll go back to the phones with Wade, Cecil, and Landry. 713-572-4610. Let's go to Mahir. Mahir, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you guys doing, man?
Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way. Before the Rockets or Daryl Morey signed Clint Capella in the beginning of the season, I was like,
Yeah, I apologize, man. You broke up there. It's okay, though. Mistakes happen. Chris Paul hadn't shown up for five games, so it's okay for you to not show up for one phone call. Let's go to Money Mike. He always makes us feel better. Money Mike, you're on In the Loop with Wade, Cecil, and Landry on Sports Radio 610. Go ahead.
It's always real, fellas. What do you do? Wade, Cecil, glad to have you all in the loop, fellas.
Hey, what up, bro? I appreciate you using my line, though. That was dope. I like that. It's always real, fellas.
Hey, I'm with it, man. Hey, man, let's kind of pump the brakes a little bit, guys. Let's pump the brakes a little bit. I'm just as pissed as everybody else. But this wasn't game six. This wasn't game seven. It was only game five, okay? We have them right where we want them, okay? Yeah, we missed an opportunity. I understand that. But let's not forget, without James Harden, we're not even in this position, okay? I know CP3 needs to pick his game up. Capella, he's had a nice year. This series isn't made for him. But if it happens in tomorrow night or Sunday, then we can all bitch a little bit more. But let's just kind of pump the brakes a little bit. We're not out of it. We still got him. Landlocked, can I leave you with a little wisdom?
Dude, every day. I need it today, Mike. I need it.
Okay, bro. Check this out. So many people can be responsible for your success, but only you are responsible for your failure. Good afternoon.
I'm telling you, man. Money Mike, something special.
Man. Money Mike always on the money, man. He came with a bunch of nuggets there, nothing but truth that came out of his mouth, man. You got to love it.
You don't have him where you want him, though. Like, I'm not understanding
Kevin Durant's
that.
Kevin Durant's out.
But you're still down 3-2.
But Kevin
so
Durant's out.
You don't have them where you want them.
You're a heavy favorite. Kevin Durant's
that.
Out.
But you don't have them where you want them.
You wanted a game seven. That's what you wanted, right? Game seven looks like a probability, right?
No, what you wanted was to win yesterday. So be up 3-2. That's what you wanted. So
that's the ideal scenario, but you still got them good.
You don't have them where you want them.
Why are you hiking your leg on Money Mike's wisdom, Cecil?
That John McClain right there. But no, you just don't have them where you want them. You don't. Are you in a decent position for where you are? Yes. I personally think you can still win, but
you're where you thought you were going to be. People are adding in the fact that KD got hurt to say, like, you missed the opportunity, but the series doesn't start until somebody loses at home. Is that right or wrong? That is usually the mantra when it comes to the NBA playoffs. And so the series actually hasn't started yet. The Rockets come on and hold and serve, and now you have one opportunity to go on the road and take a ball game.
But if you lose at home tomorrow, I mean,
it's done. It's a wrap.
So exactly. Like,
you see what I'm saying? So you just don't have them, in my opinion, where you want them. In the best
you have them at home.
You have them right now. So
that's where you want them.
So let's say, for what we have, let's take advantage. Let's not say we have him right where we want him. No, you don't.
We got him where we want him.
You don't, though.
Yeah. Series doesn't start till someone loses on their home court.
So if you lose tomorrow, that's it. The series don't start. It's over. It ends.
If you lose tomorrow, it's
out. The series ends, you lose tomorrow.
I'm just proud of you, Cecil, for coming around that Chris Paul's the one to blame, not James Harden.
I'm holding it up, baby.
I'm proud. I'm holding it up. I know you got seven kids under seven, so you know what it's like to be proud.
Hey, you know what's
crazy? I'm proud of you.
This milk carton wouldn't last one morning in our household right now.
You go through one milk carton a day?
We go through about one, I guess two days.
Okay, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it depends what we eat in the morning. But if we go cereal, oh, man.
See, my kids are older. You know what I mean? I have a 14-year-old. I have a 12-year-old. So they go through that almond milk. You know, like it's nothing. My wife, all of us, we all smash it and go through it. But it takes about 2-3 days before you have to go through one.
This depends what we eat. But yes, Chris Paul, I'm on board with that.
There you go. Where you at, Chris Paul? 713-572-4610 to get in. Let's go to Tim. You're on In the Loop.
Hi, man. Look, Killer Fareed ain't getting no time. The Golden State got old killer.
You're talking about Kenneth Fareed right now, Tim? I love you, man. You're talking about Kenneth Fareed?
I'm looking for energy. The guy gave you some energy. But Golden State got four killers. The Rockets have one and a half. Chris Paul is still a half of a killer.
I would say PJ's a killer. I would say PJ's a killer, though.
PJ's a killer.
He just can't take care of him.
PJ's a killer on defense. But defense, the high score wins the game every time.
But Tim,
every time the high score wins the game.
Tim.
I need PJ defense. Then again, Daniel House ain't playing because he pissed the coach off. And he ain't played since he pissed the coach off.
Tim, Daniel House and Kenneth Fareed, that's where we're going here?
I'm trying to do anything. You're playing against the world champion. Go to States and beat up everybody.
I'm with them.
Man, I need Chris Paul, shut the hell Daniel up House for the immediate future.
Come Chris on, Paul ain't showing no, up. So you might as well try somebody else.
Chris Paul, it's Chris Paul.
You might as well throw
bust.
Whoever you can. Listen, if you guys Chris just Paul said it, if you don't win tomorrow. Point. You going home?
That sounds like panic to me. It sounds like you. That
what else,
like
what else you gonna do?
You're gonna make sure.
I shouldn't say
you're
panic.
You're gonna put the guys out there. You're gonna put the guys out there that got you there and expect them to come through for you because that's what you brought him here for. Not
Paul
those other guys.
Up.
He's got to
show up.
You have to depend. These guys that you brought in, you paid all that money to. They got to show up and play ball.
Kenneth Fareed,
and that's what you expect. You don't expect Kenneth Fareed to be the one to save the day.
I cannot
Daniel
believe
House
that.
Is not the guy to come save
you're
the day.
You're in a bad situation.
It's the bad situation. If you think that that's what's going to save you, you might as well just go ahead and not show up for the game.
But
it's a wrap.
If Chris ain't going to show up, you might as well put him in.
Nah, Chris has got to stay.
I mean, maybe you give Chris Paul a quick hook. You know what I mean? Maybe if the second quarter comes through and he's still struggling. Now you throw somebody else in there, but
that's a crazy situation. You pay him that much money, give him a quick hook, possibly. I mean, that's not going to happen, right? It's not going to happen.
No, you're right. 19-11, Chris Paul. That's what's going to happen.
You're right.
19-11.
You need him. You need it. That's what you're here for, Chris Paul. 713-572-4610. Let's go to Pave Tex. What do you want, bandwagon?
Man, you didn't want to hear the truth, man. I hear you over there hanging up on everybody that's spitting the truth, but you can't hang up on Cecil Shorts. And Wade, I don't want to hear it, bro. We know you a homer, so we know what you're going to do, but you know what Pave Tex Rob is going to do. Y'all going to lose in game six because this game, now game five was the most important game of this series, and like always, they let it slip away. And last night, I sat there while KD got hurt, and I said, this is your time, Rockets. This is your time to show the world. But once again, you didn't do it, so they deserve to lose. Whether it's game six, whether it's game seven, it's over with. And I'm tired of hearing the Rockets fans with all the excuses, bro. If you end up going all the way and winning the championship, I'm going to say it don't count because KD wasn't on the floor because that's how y'all do it in H-Town. And I'll holla.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call.
I hate you, Pave Tex. I despise you, Pave Tex.
That was awesome.
Come on, man. This is a big game tomorrow. I'll say this. They're going to win tomorrow. Like, they're winning tomorrow. There will be a game seven at 2:30 on Sunday. They're winning tomorrow. Like, it's going to happen. And I would say, I'm not a doctor. I don't think KD plays, man. I just don't see KD playing.
He's out for a while. Even if it's just a strain, the way he walked off tenderly. You're not coming back from that without, you know, missing some type of time.
I tell you what, after the Rockets win this series, I'm making sure I'm going to get a custom-made jersey made for Pave Tex. On the front of it, it's going to say Benedict. On the back of it, it's going to say Honored.
For real.
Because that dude is just, I mean, he's straight H-Town through and through, but he's just straight up, you know, he's a traitor to the city, man. And so
is
you know
he?
What Pave Tex? Yeah, no question about it. So Pave Tex, I'm going to have that jersey for you. Make sure you post it on all your social medias when I give it to you, because I'm going to get it custom made. No question.
Need to. Wade Smith, Cecil Shorts, Landry Locker, Sports Radio 610. We'll take some more calls if you want to get in. 713-572-4610. We're going to go around the NFL in 15 minutes. But right now, we're going to play a little bit of a game called Is It Weird? Because we got a lot of different personalities on this show right now. We got Figgy Fig. We got Cecil Shorts. We got Wade Smith. We got myself. Of course, we're just going to throw out some stuff that we think or whatever, and you tell me if it's weird. Figgy, I'm going to start with you because something Figgy does that he confessed about, and I'll let Wade and Cecil decide whether or not this is weird.
All right, so this is what happened. Every time I go to a restaurant and I get like a real cool waiter or not waiter, but waitress.
Uh-oh.
I always, when I want to know more about that waitress... I search their name on Facebook just to see what they...
Wait a minute. You do what now?
Whoa, wait a minute.
Hold on. So you tell me you meet a waitress for the first time at a restaurant.
With his wife, usually.
Are these waitresses usually attractive? Be honest.
Most of the time.
Okay, so they're usually attractive waitresses. And so after the encounter is over, do you do it while you're still sitting at the table, or do you wait till you get home?
Sometimes I do it at the table just to see what the person looks like.
Okay. That's super creepy and super weird.
What they call a creep.
That's creepy.
No, Facebook is like my Google machine, though.
So, unless you're trying to hire them for a job or something like that, you're looking them up at the time, like maybe she can work for me.
Do you ask for their last name?
No. Sometimes I just search their first name. And if it don't pop up, I just quit. But usually it pop up.
So the answer is that weird is?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. No question that's weird.
I don't know. I got your back on this, Figgy. It's not as weird.
It's a Google machine for me.
All right, this is something that I do, and I don't know if you guys do this or not, but sometimes when someone calls your phone, you don't want to answer. So you just let it ring or whatever, and you don't want them to know you're ignoring the call, so you just let it ring. I find myself, whenever I do that, getting extra quiet, like they're knocking on the door or something like that. Just getting extra stiff, almost like if I move, they can hear me.
Yes, that is not weird at all, because I do the same thing. I stop moving, like, hold on. That's not weird at all. That's legit right there.
Just lady. Because I do it as well. That's still weird, though. Like, why are we acting like they can hear us?
How is it weird if everyone does it? It's I thought weird is doing weird something together. Out of the norm. Though.
No, we're all doing it.
Is it the
it
definition
together.
Of weird doing something that's abnormal, out of the norm?
But if somebody calls, say you call Landry right now,
right,
and you're not in here, and he doesn't want to pick up, and he's like, "Oh my gosh, I can't pick up. I can't move. I gotta be quiet." That's weird.
To me, it's not weird because
that
I do the same
weird.
Thing.
Weird.
And you do the same thing,
I do
too.
The exact same thing.
Text line 713-572-4610. Let us know, is that weird? Because I don't think that's weird.
You can call in as well, Loophole. 713-572-4610. Tell us what you do, and we'll ask if it's weird. Cecil put something weird out there. Because as we all know, good Lord.
You put an inherent bias on this now since you said off top that you think is weird.
He's
but go
got
ahead.
He's got seven kids under the age of seven. So you can imagine that there's a lot of things he cannot do. Cecil asked this question in pre-show. And I'm going to get my popcorn for this one. I just want to see what Smitty has to say about this.
Well, this is what happened. I didn't say I did it, but this is what happened. Mm-hmm. The storm came on Monday or Tuesday, right? So the kids were scared. So they all slept in my room. Well, all seven were in the room. They were on the floor, on the couch, or whatever the case may be. Well, at that point in time, it was, I'm going to say, it's like the movie in Friday After Next or Next Friday. It was Mr. Nasty time.
Mr. Nasty time.
So is it weird for the parents that have sex in front of the children? Is that weird? And we didn't do it that night, but we were thinking, like, is that weird to do it in front of the children?
Yes.
All seven of them, though. It's seven
yes,
of them.
It is.
It's a crowded room. It's
it
a crowded audience.
It might not, weird might not be the word for it. That might be
is
like...
Is it sick?
That might be a little...
It's sick?
A little
am I sick for even thinking about it?
Not sick for thinking about it because, first of all, when you're with your wife and you've got... When it's Mr. Nasty time, you're thinking about that.
Absolutely.
But all you got to do is just get up and sneak out the room and go into a different room. Leave
That's
the
true.
Kids in the room.
That's true.
But you don't want, because you don't want one of them to wake up. You don't want that eye to open and say, like, what, daddy, what you doing on mommy?
They pop up and they're like, daddy, what
daddy,
is you
what
doing?
You're hurting mommy. Yeah, that's my biggest fear as a man that's been married for 16 years now, and I have four daughters. Just the thought of one of my daughters walking in on my wife and I.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever get
you
over
just
that.
Ruined my whole Mr. Nasty time experience. Okay.
All you got to do is just leave the room, bro. Trust me, it works. You can just get up and move around. There's other places in the house. If you can fit seven people in one room, there's another room for y'all that you can get it done in.
7618 says they use Google Maps to look around a neighborhood when they get a friend's address and to find their house. Is that weird? No, I don't think so. No. Is it? It sounds normal, right?
Yeah,
it's
normal. You're just trying to find them.
Yeah, that sounds. Yeah, I don't know. All right, when I get my plate, if I have a bunch of sides and stuff on it, I'll mix everything. Like whether it's the mashed potatoes, beans, like all that, I mix it up. Is that weird?
I'm going to say now, as a grown man, that's super weird. When I was a kid, okay, I used to, I'd have mashed potatoes, green beans, corn, and I'd have, pork chops, right? That would be the dinner. I would take a piece of bread. I'd put the mashed potatoes as the bottom layer on that piece of bread. Then I put the corn on it, green beans, and then put the pork chop on there and then get another piece of bread and eat it like a sandwich. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Back then, I thought about it. I was like, that's kind of weird. It tasted amazing.
Sounds amazing.
But I was, 10. Now I'm 38. I'm not mixing all my food together. So I'm gonna say it's weird now. But if you're a toddler, preteen, then it's perfect.
Wait, so you do it on purpose? You get your meal and then you just separately.
It's
and
almost
then you
like,
get
it's
put
almost
on a
like
plate and you just
goulash.
Mix it
all up. It's almost like making goulash all the time, especially on Thanksgiving.
Goulash is pre-made though. You make it as goulash.
You can make it with a spoon. Just mix it up, man.
Yeah,
it ain't bad. What about ranch on steak? I get a lot of crap for that. Putting ranch
not,
on
it's
steak.
Not weird.
Hell no.
It's not weird. It's just lame.
That's disrespectful.
I'd call it lame. You don't want to ruin the steak. What kind of steaks are you eating that you got to put ranch on?
Man, ranch makes everything better.
You can get a steak from Target or from Walmart or somewhere.
What is the manly ass thing that makes us say this about steak? You go have French fries anywhere. If you go to a nice place and have French fries. Yeah, but you add the ketchup. You don't hear people sitting there saying you're ruining the French fries. Why is steak the one thing where we look at it like that?
Because steak is something that is something you aspire to have. Not everybody grew up eating steak and shrimp. You know what I mean? If you're eating steak and you got
to
put ranch on it, you know what I mean? If you eat already, if you eating ranch on your steak, you don't need to eat that steak. You might as well just eat you a burger. You know what I mean? You might as well eat you some chicken strips or something like that and use it for the ranch.
Now,
you don't need
a
steak.
If you're making steak, you must be, and this is my opinion, I think you're a pretty good cook. And people take pride in their steak.
Yeah.
So if they make a steak, they don't want you to put anything extra on top of it. They seasoned
just
it well. They made it perfectly for you to eat. So you putting ranch on it is disrespectful.
Marinated.
2-6, man, I think it just adds to it. 2639 says they like noodles and ranch instead of mac and cheese. Is that weird?
What kind of noodles? Is it like ramen noodles or ramen noodles? How people say?
I guess they're talking about spaghetti noodles or something like that.
If it's ramen noodles and what do you say, ranch? That sounds terrible.
It's not weird. It don't sound good.
It just doesn't sound.
Mac and cheese is better.
The things that go with ranch: French fries,
everything,
chicken strips,
spaghetti,
salad.
No, salad, of course. Spaghetti and ranch.
Sometimes
it touches because you know you're eating spaghetti and some of it.
That tastes okay. That's
spaghetti and ranch.
Yeah.
You know what's real good though? Fish and spaghetti. That's what you need to try to eat.
Yeah.
Fish and spaghetti.
Yeah.
Like instead of the meat sauce?
No. I'm saying fish. Like you have
fried
your
fish and
spaghetti.
And
then you have fried fish next to it, and you.
Oh, okay.
Eat from it.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
That's at every cookout though.
Good. Yeah, that sounds good.
We're playing Is It Weird? Landry Larker, Cecil Shorts, Wade Smith, Sports Radio 610. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead. Smoked it. Smoke shop. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, racist redneck here.
Whoa.
Are you kidding me? Having sex with the goddamn kid? What is going on? Even asking if that's weird. You should already know. That is weird. I'm going to tell you something, boy. When I get down, I get down. And if there's somebody even in the other room, I'm constantly checking over my shoulder. What? Who's are you kidding? 7 kids? Good luck.
That's why I got so many kids.
1280 says, Cecil, as someone who walked in on his parents when he was 6, believe me, that will leave a mark.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll take that in consideration. Move to the next room. I got you. That's crazy, man.
713-572-46. And I want to ask y'all if y'all understand this, because it takes a real mofo to understand this. Do y'all know the difference between a ride and a scoop? Like when you give someone a ride, is there a difference between giving someone a ride and scooping them up?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Like, to me, if I hear that, hey, Landry, I'm about to come scoop you up. I'm about to come pick you up. That doesn't mean, I'm not saying I'm going to give you a ride.
But,
even,
but,
no,
I'm
no,
but it's like on the way. It's like on the way, right?
Scoop is
like
I'm somebody picking you up. I'm going somewhere, and I'm going to scoop you up
on the way.
And we're going to both go to the same place together. If I'm giving you a ride, you're telling me a destination that you need to go to, and I'm going to go pick you up and take you to that place. That's the difference between a ride and a scoop.
That's a good example.
Is that right, Figgy?
I agree.
That's a good example.
Someone got something. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I just think it's weird, man, that having sex with Clint Capella and James Harden man. That's just pretty weird.
Well, what are you talking about, man? The hell is going on there? What the hell was he talking
about? There's a bunch of women out there in the world that would disagree with you in that statement. No. Now, for us, I definitely think that is weird. But,
I think there's a lot of women in town that disagree with him on the James Harden, which, by the way, though, James Harden apparently told the boppers to hold off until after the playoffs.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
But did you see the little slick thing he said in there when they were asking about his eye the other day at the press conference?
No.
He was like, yeah, I was like, how does your eye feel or whatever like that? And then Chris Paul's like, you look crazy. And he was like, James Harden said it under his breath. He's like, yeah, I can't. What word can I use? The ladies like it, but he didn't say the ladies.
The lizards.
The lizards, man. No, lizards?
You never heard that?
H words, no.
I'm making that up?
I've never heard that one.
It is what it is.
Basically, the girls liked it.
Cecil, man. Cecil, you dirty dog, you. You're fixed, though, now, right?
No, she is.
Okay. Seven's done.
There's no possible way we can have kids.
I never say never, man. You got that super sperm, so it could happen anytime, man.
If we have kids, call us Mary and Joseph. There's no way we could have kids. It's a miracle, baby.
713-572-4610 to get in. Landry Locker, Wade Smith, Cecil Shorts, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up next and around the NFL, the Patriots making roster moves. Someone's coming out of retirement. He could be a New England Patriot next year, and you won't believe how the American Football Alliance paid Marshawn Lynch for an interview. That's next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.